caller is Anthony in Lakewood, California. Anthony, welcome to the program. How are you?
My question is, you know, the church says you can't have your urn inside your house, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
But yet, what's the difference between that and having bones of the saints with you?
Well, so most people don't these days have what's known as a first-class relic, which is like, for example, a chip from a bone of a saint. That's part of a spirituality that, you know, developed during the course of church history as a way of honoring the saints. And that use of relics is, or the use of relics, I should say, is something that is still part of Catholic spirituality, but it's taken a somewhat different shape in recent years. We're seeing kind of a transformation in how the church handles that, to where now the church is not really, has instructed, like, religious orders that have the relics of saints, not to give them to ordinary lay people, because they want them preserved, for example, in churches and monasteries and spiritual places like that, rather than sitting on someone's table or in their pocket or things like that. They want to ensure that they're treated in a sacred way. And so actually that new application of the principles that are used in the veneration of relics is something that's right in line with the idea of don't have Uncle Bob's ashes in an urn on your mantelpiece, or don't compress them into an artificial gem that you're wearing on a necklace or something like that. The principle is that the relics of the dead, whether they've been cremated or not, should be preserved in a place that's consecrated, such as a consecrated grave or cemetery, or in the case of saints, in a church or monastery, and not simply being handled out there by the faithful in their own homes and such. Now, having said that, there's not a law against people having first-class relics, and there are a lot of first-class relics out there in circulation among the faithful, but in recent years, the church has had a notable shift away from that practice, and that shift is actually in line with the idea of not having the relics of our dead loved ones laying around the house.
Hope that helps you out, Anthony. Great to have you a listener to Catholic Answers Live.